Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every single decision from the four of us, including Mike, is we're always on the same page.
Tim, can no you go concern into, can about you? The win or else doesn't exist right now.
Well, I can take that.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's nice of you.
We're always winner else. That's the business. So, I have players ask for extensions, and if we can work it out, we do it. If we can't, we don't. But then we move forward and try to win games. And the reality is it's a results-based business.
It is a results-based business, which is why Mike D'Antoni will not be signing a one-year extension. He's going to have to earn that long-term extension that many coaches with his accomplishments get. I mean, just flat out get. That's one billionaire, Tillman Fertitta, but Houston has a lot of money in it, and there's a lot of millionaires/billionaires in town. I don't know if there's a lot of billionaires, but we know of
there's
a couple.
A few.
We know of Jim Crane. We know of Tillman Fertitta, and we know of new Texans owner, the head shot caller, Cal McNair, the son of the late Bob. He spoke with the media yesterday at Stake 48. It was courtesy of the McNair Foundation. It was the Champions Youth Dinner. Justin Reed was there. Deshaun Watson was there. And, of course, Cal McNair was there. And he was asked about his new role as the owner of the Houston Texans following the death of the late, great Bob McNair.
Well, I just kind of take it day by day. Dad's memory is still fresh on my mind. His spirit is still in the building. Everybody, still respects Dad, and so he's kind of still there.
The difference between Tillman Fertitta and Cal McNair is fascinating. And really, the road to becoming a billionaire is completely different because, as I said earlier, no disrespect to Cal, but he inherited his billion.
He was born almost home.
Yeah, he was born still. Like, no disrespect to him. That's what happened. Tillman Fertitta.
I mean, it's good work if you can get it.
To quote Drake, and it seems like, you know, Drake is kind of he's a topical figure right now.
Yeah, he is.
Tillman Fertitta, literally, when it comes to becoming a billionaire, he started from the bottom. Now he's here.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in personalities between billionaires. It's a Drake lyric,
I know,
sir.
I know.
Come on, man. You knew that. But Drake really started from the middle. Let's be honest. He didn't really start from the bottom. But for the sake of this, Tillman started from the bottom. Now he's here. He does a damn good job running restaurants. But this got me thinking, John.
Mm-hmm.
We got one billionaire in Tillman Fertitta.
Mm-hmm.
Really bombastic. Really out there. Putting his chest out there. Letting you know that he's a fighter.
Yep.
And we got those Tillmanisms.
They did me a favor.
We got Cal McNair, who's a little bit more quiet, a little bit more socially awkward, I would say. And no disrespect. He's just a little bit more of a quiet,
more laid-back guy.
He's not really a guy that you're going to hire to for a public speaking engagement. I don't think that would be Cal McNair's comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Tillman Fertitta.
Good way to put it.
He'll own the room. He'll go out there and he'll own the room. It's got me to thinking, how would you handle being a billionaire, John Lopez? I want you in on this, Figgy, too. I want the loophole, 713-572-4610.
Like you win the lottery, blah, 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 but a billionaire.
Billionaire. How would you handle being a billionaire?
Well, you could come visit me on my island anytime you wanted. No, I'm not going to be... I wouldn't be like a total, like, froofy, everything's first class, private jet, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I would love to have a private jet.
Yeah, you would.
I would love to have a...
Yeah, you would.
But I think I would give a lot of it away. I really do. And I'm not trying to be a martyr.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a martyr.
Okay.
You ask me. Don't ask the question if you don't like the answer.
I just thought we were gonna be a little bit more exciting than that.
I would probably do some to, you know, like the liberal arts college or the engineering college at A&M or something like that, or... some charities that I often deal with, give them a bunch of money, and then I would truly like just go away. I would look like freaking Ernest Hemingway. I would be John Hemingway. I'd grow my hair long. I'd grow my beard gray long. I'd be fishing. I'd be barefoot or in my boat Crocs with fishing shirt on. unbuttoned all the way down to practically my belly button, and I'd just be chilling on my boat or on an island somewhere. Truly.
What kind of billionaire would you be? 713-572-4610. Talking about the differing personalities between Tillman Fertitta, Cal McNair, and Jim Crane. Figgy Fig, what kind of billionaire would you be?
I would be more laid back. I wouldn't be too flashy. Now, if it was if it was 10 years ago,
bro,
I would probably be.
I've seen you. You got a little bit of flash.
You would dress smart.
If you seen me 10 years ago, you would be like, damn, that dude balling. Even though I wasn't. But now, I would like to dress. I want to look normal.
Nah,
I don't want to look too flashy,
there's
man.
There's six figures on that neck.
You know one thing I would do?
Figgy's a billionaire.
I'm
there's
not a
six figures
person.
On that neck.
You know one thing I would do?
Well, you're not a billionaire either. It kind of changes people.
I would buy like 4 or 6 or 8 front row season tickets for every local professional team, and I would let them know what I think from the front row if I was unhappy. I'd be a super fan.
I would either be – there would not be any middle ground in my style. I would either be the guy walking into the nicest restaurant there is with hoop shorts and a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Or I would be the guy wearing a suit to HEB. I'm going the opposite. Whatever everybody else is doing, I'm going the complete opposite because I'm a billionaire. Oh, you're dressed up for our 5-star dinner? I'm walking in with flip-flops. Shorts, t-shirt, and you know what? I'm a billionaire, so
you know
I'm going to get the table closest.
Because you can't.
Because I can. Oh, I'm going to HEB. Everybody's in there and sweats in there. I'm rocking a suit, and I'm walking in there like I own that.
Exactly.
That's what I would do. I would take trips every weekend to college games. I would go to the college football game of the year. I would be on the sidelines. I would be doing my thing. I would be doing that.
I'd be like that, the college football version of that dude that goes to all the NBA games.
Yeah. In my house, you know the theater that Lincoln got shot in?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my bedroom. Like my bedroom.
What?
Yeah. So my bedroom would be like the balcony where Lincoln got shot, to where there's a door that goes out there to like the balcony where he got shot.
And are you disturbed?
And it would be overlooking. No, it would be like the same theater layout. And it would be overlooking my entertainment center.
Figgy, we went down a really weird road right here, man.
It would be overlooking my entertainment center.
If you're a billionaire, you're gonna recreate the Ford Theater where Lincoln got killed.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna.
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate future.
There's gonna be a door. There's gonna be like my bedroom. You're gonna have to go upstairs to go in my bedroom. Like one whole story is gonna be my bedroom. You're gonna have to go out of my bedroom, John. You're gonna have to go out of my bedroom, and when you open the doors, it's basically like a setup like Lincoln had at Ford Theater, and it's going to go into my theater room, which is going to be like a huge projection screen where I can sit in like one of those luxurious seats looking at like Lincoln was looking at the play.
Why
I'm going to be looking at the theater.
Why? You're are you going to get there in Kennedy's Cadillac?
No.
I mean, come
because,
on.
No, because this is the thing. In my theater room.
You have a convertible Cadillac
in my theater
in
room. In my theater room, there will be seats for people to watch games like on the projection screen. But I'm basically going to be above them like Abe Lincoln was, out of my bedroom right there looking into that.
Dude, that is creepy as all get out. That is incredibly creepy.
And you know what else?
Where Lincoln got killed.
No, it's just going to be like the same type of setup.
You just said you want the same theater.
I want like kind of that vibe. I want like the type of view going into there from my room to there. I'm going to have a bowling alley so that we can play bowling.
I want to watch a ball game where the vibe is assassination.
Yeah. No, that's not the vibe. It's like luxurious. It's like old school royalty. And I'm just going to walk out there and I'm going to be basically on the balcony like Abe Lincoln
was
there.
Like Red Velvet.
Yes, that's what my theater room is going to be below that. I'm going to be upstairs. I'm going to have a bowling alley. I'm going to have a Dave and Buster's and a basketball court.
Let me ask you this, both of you guys.
And a water slide going into my pool from my office.
You'd be like Richie Rich is what you would be. I'd be so laid back. I'd be on an island. I'd buy half of the beach in Texas or something and just chill. Like I said, fishing shirt unbuttoned, shorts, boat shoes, grow a gray beard, all that stuff. But let me ask you both this. When you first get your billion, all right, you finally hit a billion, what would you go splurge on? Like an absolute, I'm gonna drop 300K.
My crib, bro.
No. Like a night out.
My crib,
go
bro.
To Vegas, get a bunch of strippers.
Nah, I don't need them strippers taking my money. You know, you don't need strippers when you're a billionaire, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
This is true.
You don't need that.
Although, like Charlie Sheen said, you know, you don't pay them to show up, you pay them to leave.
I'm spending a month in Hawaii a year. A month in Hawaii a year. I'm going to the Big Island Kona, and I'm going to chill in Hawaii. I'm going to have a basketball court. Do I want a chef?
Of course you have to have a chef. You need healthy, man.
Yeah, let's get a chef. Okay.
Just tell them exactly what you want.
I'll take a chef.
I would absolutely have a chef.
I'll take a chef. Okay.
100%.
Okay. I'm going to buy out restaurants like when I want to go out to eat.
For a party.
I'm just going to have a bash. I'm going to have a bartender on weekends that can make beer-ritas because, you know, it's hard to, you can't really get beer-ritas at your house, but if you're a billionaire, you can get a bartender that makes beer-ritas. I want a bartender that makes me a beer-rita and puts a little upside-down Corona in it.
Mm-hmm.
I got all kinds of good ideas.
People
713-572-4610. Keep your eyes on your own paper. You spend your billions the way you want to spend it. I'm going to spend it the way I want to spend it. Gil, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Don't destroy me, sir.
All right. If I was a billionaire, I'd spend my money on fast cars, loose women, and beer. And the rest of it, I'd waste.
Hey, they don't got to be loose if you're a billionaire, man. Save that for the peasants, my man.
Yeah, this is true.
That's a mic drop moment for them. But I'm just telling you, I got ideas for days. No, I'd be rich for long. People are saying I would blow my money. No, I'd be fine.
A billion is hard to blow, man.
It's hard to blow.
A billion is hard to blow.
I'd have a sports bar in my house too. I'd have a sports bar.
Oh, my.
That's below. That's under. That's underneath. That's the underground third story. Like the second story is just my room and my closet and stuff.
You put a lot of thought in.
And then you got the theater room going down with my entrance in there, Abe Lincoln style. And then you got all the other stuff.
It's fascinating.
You got the sports bar.
With Abe Lincoln is really
sports
disturbing.
Sports bar, bro.
It's like
no,
really
I just
disturbing.
Like the way that they used to sit back in the day at theaters.
Like a classic opera house is what you're saying.
Yes, like where I walk out.
Where presidents get killed, shot
only,
in the back of head.
You can only get to the presidential suite through my room. And it goes into the theater room, and they're below me. And I'm just looking at the projector sitting there chilling.
My football room, my sports room would be stupid.
I'd have a half a football field.
I'm telling you, mine would be stupid.
I'd have a half a football field. I'd have a half a football field in my backyard, and I would have a big projection to where you can watch all the games. I'd have like six big screens right there on the wall on the half.
You gotta have one
field.
Big one, like 120 inch HD, and then like three smaller ones. And I'd also have like a rolling ticker from Vegas, so you can place bets overseas.
Yeah, and then I would
as you're watching games.
Yeah, I would, man.
And then lose your $1 billion.
I want to be a billionaire. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Trip down fantasy lane right there. What kind of billionaire would we be? Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, so. no question about that.
Happy Friday to all of you. We're getting through the week together. If you have to work tomorrow, again, just remember, at least there's going to be less traffic. Always look at the glass half full. The durability issues of Carlos Correa are well documented, but should there be concern about how Jose Altuve is going to age. John and I are going to discuss that, and we're also going to discuss possible NFL playoff expansion. We disagree big time on this.
No,
we'll
cuss and
discuss next.
Ain't like you got shit to do tomorrow. You don't have to go to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.